Right. So, the next topic in Yoni Sakono is onions and garlic and eggs that are left out overnight. So the Gemara Nida on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai that there are hey dvarim, there are five things. Sha'oysa oysan mischayev benafshay. And three of the things mentioned there are if someone eats a garlic that is peeled and left overnight, an egg, an onion that's peeled and left overnight, and an egg that is peeled and left overnight. Now, Ramesha says that even though Lamaisa, none of this is moving in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down on the tour, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, none of the Nesei Kelim speak about this. But he says maybe the Chachamim disagree, but he said Lamaisa, the minig is to be machmir. So the question is, first of all, what is the Gedra of Laila? It says that if it's peeled and you left it overnight, then you're not allowed to eat it. This is Sakana. So the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger says that it's from Tseis until Alois. That means if you peeled it in the middle of the night and then you left it till Alois, it's not a problem. It has to be that entire strip. Most other Peskim are Machmir. Ad kadei kach, that there are some that say that what happens if you peeled it a minute before Alois, and now you want to eat it a minute after Alois? Right? Yesh ladin, if you could still eat it. But most Peskim say that it doesn't have to be the entire night. As long as you peeled it at some point in the night, and then you left it till the next day, that's a problem. V'araya, they talk about it by the Seder. If someone peeled an egg by the Seder and then he wants to eat it the next day, he says it's a problem because it's an egg left out overnight.
Is that also the like hard-boiled eggs?
Even hard-boiled eggs. We're going to talk. We're going to see.
It's like the deviled eggs. It's like sliced eggs or on a butter.
Right.
It's left over. He's not going to throw a whole butter in the bin.
Oh, well, very good. So we'll talk about that. What are ways to get out of it? Even so, we'll see. Right. So we'll see what ways to get out of it. So first of all, the shiloh is what happens b'di'evit. If someone left it b'di'evit overnight, he peeled an onion, he peeled a garlic. Does he have to throw it out? So the Beis Shleima brings down that here b'di'evit it's going to be usur. So the kasha is we saw the other day that if someone left food out, if someone put food under his bed, but the Eved Reif Peskim say it's mutter. So the answer that they say is that there's a difference. If you look at the Lashon HaGemara, there's a very big difference. In the case of food underneath the bed, the Gemara says usser to do it, or also maybe to eat even, but it could be only l'chatchila. Over here, the Gemara says that if you do it, mischayev benafshay v'domay baroishay, that means that this ruach ra is more chumer than something else, anything else. And in this type, we're even going to be machmer b'di'evit. I saw from Rav Uzder, it's brought down in Kovitz Beis Alevi, that his Talmud, I think it was Ramesha Stein, so he says that Shevet Alevi was makel even b'di'evit, because he says, achush me'ed, you see people eating it for things overnight, no one drops dead. So he said, Abalamaisa, I think that the minig ha'ilam is not that way, and anything that's left overnight, the minig ha'ilam is not to eat it. So the question is, like you asked, what can we do with it? Alpha Pekane, if the Gemara says it, we're scared. That's why, like, by washing your hands when you wake up, some people say there's no ruach ra anymore. Maisa, something which the Gemara brought down, that there is a ruach ra, we tend to be chayshish for it. At least l'chatchila. So first of all, what are the heterim? So the first thing is the Gemara brings down that if you leave part of the shell or part of the peel on it, or if the ikr, the lashon of the Gemara is the ikr, where the hair comes out of the onion, so then that's going to be mutter even if you left it overnight. The Graz paskens is like the halacha. There are those who want to say, what happens if you peeled it and now you put a piece of shell back on it, or you put a shell into the egg yolk? Pashtun, yeah, you're right. it's peeled already. Once it was peeled, that's it. He gets the shame peeled. Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh, a learner, he brings down from the Shevet Musar. He wants to say that if, even if you put a peel back on, then it would be fine. But Lamaisa, the minig is not that way.
I mean, the kids, they can take a different age.
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying, but the pashas is that we don't go that way. Right. Now, the Divrei Yatzev, which you mentioned the other day, also, he says this over here, he says that the reason why cancer is so prevalent is because people are not makbid on things of Ruach Ra. Now, it says that there's two options. Either part of the peel is on it, or the ikar b'mokim haseir, where the here it comes out. It's the lashon of the grass. So, I think by garlic, I'm not sure if when someone takes off the peel, right? But he just leaves a little bit of the tip on that. Is that called the ikar or not? Right. Pashtus is like you're saying, Manik. Right. This is the sayer by the onion. Or by the garlic too.
Right.
So pashtus is that you're right, that a pashtus is that there are places that are makel on it. If you, in America I know that they sell peeled garlic in the fridge section. I don't think they add it. You have to look in the ingredients. Usually in the ingredients it says like crushed garlic. In the ingredients they either add lemon juice or salt or oil, something like that. If that they do that, then it's fine, as we'll see soon. But if nothing is added to it, I would say they're all peeled. So then it's a very problematic to be able to use it. If it has Eder Charedes, then obviously they do something to it. I can't imagine that the Eder is... I remember the Yehuda Be'am, I never asked him about it, when he was going to do a bris by Rabbi Yashiv, he prepared a garlic in his pocket because he wanted to be able to pull it out by the bris and ask Rabbi Yashiv, you know, like he had one garlic piece. Clove, and he wanted to know if that's considered the ikker that's left on it. But I don't remember if he did get a chance to ask him. Okay, so the first thing, so that's the first thing that you can do. You can leave the peel on it or leave the root. The Kavachayim and the Chazan Ish both say that the only time there's a sakana is when it's by itself. But if you mix it with other things, then there is no sakana. So therefore, when you have onions and you pit it together with a salad, then that's fine. I remember I had a case, one Thursday night. My wife prepared the chicken, and all she did was take raw chicken, she put onions underneath it, and put the chicken on top of the onions. No salt, no spices, nothing. And the next morning, I realized, look what happened. So I asked Rabbi Berkowitz, and Rabbi Berkowitz said that as long as there's something together with it, even though it's not mixed with it and there's no salt on it, that's considered as it's not by itself, and therefore there is no problem. Now, what do the Hechsherim do? So first of all, they sell, I don't know if they sell it here, but in America they sell like containers of eggs that are, liquid eggs. And the question is, those are eggs that are left out overnight, even if, though it's in a container. It's in containers, like in camps. I mean, I don't know what they do now. They used to, they pour it. It's not, they don't sit there cracking eggs. So the question is, what are they relying on? So in Eretz Yisrael, they put either salt or sugar into it. They put 2%. There's a tshuva from the tshuvas van Haggis from. From what's his name? From Rav Moshe Sternbuch.
2% salt.
2% salt. So not so much. I mean, it's just a little bit more than Eisen Tam because it's a little bit more than it's a 50th, right? So the Chuvas and Haggis from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, he said that when he was in Johannesburg, he was machmir that you have to put in 4%. And then he said when he came to Eretz Yisrael and he was on the Badatz, he had to change his standings on that halacha, and he was makel like the Badatz, that the minhag in the Badatz was only 2%. Other Hechsherim, right, so it's either salt or sugar. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe, first of all, says that if you look in Rashi, Rashi does not have a girsa of eggs, beitzim. He only says shum and betzolim. He doesn't say eggs. Even though the Lashon HaGemara is Beitzim. So he wants the Taina that Rashi did not have the gears in the Gemara on eggs. even though he says the Rashash puts it in, he says, but it's not mistavi that Rashi would leave it out. The Gemara says Beitza, Shum, and Betzolim, and Rashi only says Shum and Betzolim. So to Dafka leave that one out, it doesn't make sense.
You always said that just the Gemara, that looks like Kisveyad of those things.
Okay, so he didn't have the gear, so that's fine. So Rashi could that Rashi could have held it. That was the proper gear, so. Rashi was written with Ruach HaKodesh, so I mean, you know, he would have known. I think. I mean, so he says that's one svar to be meikol, and then he says the second thing. He says by these factories, he says since the derech of the of eggs are to peel it and to crack it and to shell them days in advance, because the way they do it is they shell the eggs, put it in containers, and ship it. So he said since the derech is to do it in this oifen, it will be mutter. And he says another big yesod in these inyanim of sakana that ein lecha boy ela chidushin. Is to say, we only whenever we're machmir in the dvarim of sakana, we're only going to be machmir on what's mefurish. To start extrapolating and saying more than what they say, that we're not going to do. If it's mefurish, that's what's aser. Anything more than that, we're not going to be machmir on. So first of all, what's the deal with scallions? Are scallions considered onions? So, Rabbi Berkowitz, the Kovitz Beis Halevi, also from Rav Osner, and I heard it from Rabbi Lerner also, that they all said the same thing, that it doesn't have a status of an onion, and even if you peeled it, I mean, there's no peel there. Right. That's one reason. That's one reason. You know, it could be that if you take off the outer layer, people... Not a peel. Okay. So the pashas is that there is no issue of leaving it overnight.
How many layers of onion do you have to peel?
How many layers of what? Of the onion?
Yeah.
One layer, the top layer.
Top layer.
Top layer, that's it.
Even though it has another layer, usually it has like two layers.
Yeah.
Brown layers.
Yeah, but as long as you take off. I mean, whatever, no. If it is two brown layers, then that would be considered the peel. Whatever is brown, whatever you would consider the peel, that would make a problem. I mean, that would, yeah. Another shayla that they discuss is what's the story of do two wrongs make a right? Can you mix eggs with onions? An egg out overnight is no good. And an onion overnight is no good. So now I mix the two together. Do I say that they're both, each one is a problem? So who cares if they're mixed together or not? So Berkowitz said the pashtus is that it's fine. Rav Osner was machmir. And Rav Osner says that this one is no good and this one's no good. So if you mix two no goods together, it doesn't make it one. The pashtus is it should be fine because it's not by itself. So who cares what I mixed it with? Another kula that they say, and it's interesting because really the minig is to split this kula. What happens if it's cooked? Right? So, the Pisul Teshuva brings down from the Goyin, it's mefurish, that even if it's cooked, it's a problem. And the Kovitz Beis Halevi says, brings down that only if it's raw it's a problem, cooked is not a problem. Lemais, I think we're only makel on that on onions. Because by onions you mix oil with it, so it's not by itself anymore. But a cooked egg, we're all machmer on it. The rye is from the seder that they bring down that a person can't. If you shell the egg, you have to eat it that night. You can't eat it the next day, and there it's a cooked egg. Just as long as it's left by itself, it's a problem. Which way? No, but here you cook it with the shell on. You cook a hard-boiled egg with a shell on. Then that night you peeled the egg and you left it out. So I think that the minig is by eggs, once you peel the eggs, that it is a problem, even if it's cooked. The only thing is that by onions, the reason why we're makel by onions once they're cooked is because it's already mixed with oil. So it's not by itself anymore. So therefore there's no shayla of sakana. Okay.